now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
There are a lot of people in a lot of places offering retirement advice. Many of these advisors suggest taking full advantage of employer-sponsored savings plans, maintaining a diversified portfolio, and quickly paying off high-interest debt. All of that makes sense. Another piece of advice that is often offered is to postpone retirement and work more years. This certainly makes sense in the context of inadequacy of retirement savings. As pointed out by writer Paul B. Brown, data from the Employee Benefit Research Institute's Retirement Confidence Survey indicate that 45% of workers ages 55 and older have less than $100,000 in savings and investments. Many of these folks will have some equity in their homes, however, and about 13% of baby boomers has a pension. But for many, their wealth simply won't go that far once they've stopped working. The most obvious solution is to keep working, let's say to the age of 70. By working 5 years more, a husband and wife who are both 55 today and who earn a combined $120,000 per year with retirement savings of $75,000 would end up with 47% more a year to live on at the age of 70, according to Brown. That all sounds great, but many people may not be healthy enough to work until the age of 70. And of course, employers have to be willing to keep people employed during those years. For WYPR and my greatly esteemed producer, Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.